T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Brian Mitchell Show on the Team 980 and the Radio.com app.
Hi, welcome back. Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980, Team980.com, and the Radio.com app. No matter how you look at it, it's going to be seasoned veteran against young up-and-comer. Patrick Mahomes is somewhere above young and up-and-comer to a guy that's, I'm kicking down the door. I'm going to become what these other two guys are. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are facing off, as is Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes took most of the snaps yesterday. You expect that he's going to play this weekend. That's the way I look at it. I think that's what the league would want. They don't want to see anything where Patrick Mahomes is not there. We're looking at two teams in Green Bay and also Tampa. And I think a lot of the play is going to be about Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, when ultimately it's going to come down to what defense I think plays the best. And as we look at the quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers has proven over the years he has the best arm talent out there. I would say Patrick Mahomes is kind of challenging him for that, because he throws from some of the most different angles and all. In the first game this year, they lose. Tampa beat them 38-10. And we saw that even at that time, Tom Brady and his offense wasn't working well. Now they're starting to click, but the defense of the Packers is playing better. Aaron Rodgers and his crew, his running back and his receiver, Aaron Jones is running back is doing great, and his receiver lives in the end zone. I think it's 18 receptions this year, touchdown receptions, something like that. It's up there. So, but this is what I wonder: if you take that one man out of it, does that give Tampa a better chance? They're playing in the cold. It's going to be a different ball game out there, because now it's not Tampa. It's not in the dome. It's in the frozen tundra. But Tom Brady's not worried about that. That's what he played. He played for 20 years in New England. But Aaron Rodgers now, I think, for me, maybe not for others, I know he has arm talent. I know he can make every throw. I think he needs another Super Bowl to solidify his place in history, to make sure his legacy is right there. I can't keep listening to people tell me best quarterback ever if he can't get back to the Super Bowl. And this is the time where he can get it done. Let's flip it over. Patrick Mahomes has already come and said, hello, I'm Patrick, and I'm here for a while. He's shown what he's capable of. He comes in with a track team. Looked like back when Carl Lewis was running, when everybody was trying to beat him, was it Ben Johnson, who had the eyes look like he had jaundice or whatever because he was trying to take so many drugs to catch up with Carl. It's ultimately that type. His receiving core is that way, but his tight end, Travis Kelce, is unbelievable. But they're playing against a team now who comes in with a talented defense. Now, last time they played, it wasn't through the air that Kansas City carved them up. It was on the ground with 245 yards rushing on the ground. Clyde Edwards-Helaire had like 161 yards, 180-something yards rushing, I think it was. But that defense, since that day of Buffalo, has played some terrific ball. Their offense with Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and crew, Cole Beasley, those guys have shown that they're as explosive of a pair as anybody out there. You know, people make comments about Stephon Diggs when he was in Minnesota, but I have never met a receiver who is unbelievable on a field that wasn't a little selfish. And I think if a guy is always wanting the football and he is open and he's telling you about it, if that is a knock on somebody, then you don't want a damn good receiver. Jerry Rice asked for the football. Fred Biletnikoff, back in the day, asked for the damn football. Okay? T.O. always give me the damn ball. Gary Clark in this town, did he not ask for the ball? He told the coach about it, everybody. So now we have these two teams come up. These two teams in two different conferences. But who is it that you want to see in the Super Bowl? Is it Patrick and Aaron? I think at the beginning of the season, many people want to see that. Two of the probably most talented arm talents in the history of the game having a chance to go against each other. And then when you look at the way Aaron Rodgers could throw the ball here, flick it, he just flicks it a little bit. He looked like a right-handed Michael Vick when he just flicked the ball and it's 67 yards down the field. Well, you watch Patrick Mahomes, he does that too. Or could it be Tom Brady? You want to see him get another one? You want to see Tom Brady go to another team and win it and say, well, we had this debate for years. Is it Tom or is it Belichick? I think ultimately some people want to see that. I don't hate on Tom Brady because he wins a lot. I applaud him because although he has won more than anybody out there, he still works as hard as anybody out there. I love what Tom Brady does because I can always tell a kid, look at that kid, look at him right there. You're sitting over here playing a damn video game. You say you want to be the best ever, but you're not doing extra work. That man is still working. You know, or you want to see Tom play against Josh Allen. Josh Allen was a guy people were questioning just a few years ago. Can it be where Josh Allen say, you know what? That light bulb went off. I now know what I have to do. I talked to this guy, that guy, and they told me this is what you need to do to get over the hump. So I ask you all, who do you want to see? What are your predictions for this weekend, and who do you want to see in the Super Bowl? And we can wait till next week or week after for the prediction for the Super Bowl. But who you want to see in the big show? It'll be in Tampa, probably be less fans. But you know what? The excitement level is still going to be the same. Let's go to the phone lines and check out Al in Suitland. What's up, Al? How you doing, man?
What's going on, B-Mitch? How you doing, buddy?
I'm chilling, man. What's going on with you?
Everything okay, man. Look here. I want to see Buffalo and the Packers go, buddy. That's what I want to go see. I want to see Buffalo and the Packers go. And like you said about Stephon Diggs, Stephon Diggs was crying down in Minnesota. You know why he was crying? Because Kirk Cousins was a bum, buddy. That's why he rolled up out of there, B-Mitch. You know the deal. But Buffalo going to the Super Bowl, and they going to win.
All right. Got you, man. Appreciate you.
Food, baby.
All right. Got you, man. I'll say this. If that happens, you've seen grown men cry. I would love to have the pictures of three people. I consider them close friends. Bruce Smith, Thurman Thomas. Oh, I thought you were trying to say something to me, Ben. And also Jim Kelly. Those guys will drop some tears. Because you look at Andre Reed as well. Those guys put a lot into it. And I don't think get the level of respect that they deserve for going to four straight Super Bowls. But they didn't win it. If Buffalo gets back to it and win it, it'd be unbelievable. Probably more exciting for those guys I just named because they were the ones who set that stamp of a standard of how they're supposed to perform. Those are the guys that are probably the reason that you have Bills Mafia. People diving, breaking tables off of top of damn RVs and all that type of stuff because of what those guys did on the run that they had. And they created something very much like the dog pound in Cleveland where they didn't even have a team, but they were showing up. They were doing it till their team came back. So ultimately, it could be something special. But we're going to take a break here and we get back. We'll continue on with the phone calls. Get your predictions for this weekend. And we still have some people that still want to give their comments on what happened, the hiring of Martin Mayhew. Do you approve, disapprove? What is your take on now how Washington is putting together a front office that I think is going to be something to deal with? They're going to have a great brain trust, and that's how you get it done. 301-230-0980, taking your phone calls about this game coming up this weekend and also the hiring of my buddy, Martin Mayhew.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Brian Mitchell Show on the Team 980 and the Radio.com app.
All right, welcome back to the Brian Mitchell Show. And as you think about Super Bowls, you think about marketing. You think about how much money can be made. And our next caller, I think he's on to something here. I guarantee you this one company is hoping that Ronnie from Maryland is absolutely right. What's up, Ronnie? How you doing, man?
Peace and love, Brian.
Same to you, brother.
It's going to be a State Farm commercial. It's going to be a State Farm Super Bowl, Rodgers and Mahomes.
So it's going to be the Rodgers rate or the Patrick rate. Which one is it really going to be, huh?
Yep. And think about how much free advertising State Farms will get off of if that is the case.
Well, let's say this. It's not completely free, but if those two guys end up in the Super Bowl, I'm sure there are bonuses in those contracts and all. But every time you see one of them, you see State Farm. They're going to capitalize off of that in a major, major way. If that happens, believe me, State Farm is going to make some cheddar.
Yeah, and this one other thing I like to say, Brian. I like to comment on the Martin Mayhew hire, if I may.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I met you guys, from being a police officer, working in the clubs. So I was very fortunate. And I remember meeting Martin Mayhew when he was going to Georgetown and playing for the Redskins. And I was just extremely impressed by that gentleman. And then, you know this better than I do, his size. I remember looking at him. He probably said, "Why does police officer keep looking at me?" But you know how small he is and how tough he has to be to play in the National Football League?
Yeah.
And he handled his business. And I said, this guy is going places. He's smaller than any cornerback I think I've ever seen. And then he was attending Georgetown at the same time. So I think the Washington football team is heading in the right direction with Jason Wright, Martin Mayhew. Now, I'm not a big believer in Ron, the head coach, but that's another story for another day. But I just think that they're in the right direction. And I'm, as a lifelong Washingtonian and Redskin fan, I'm just ecstatic to see that.
All right, man. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
And I think that's a good thing where Ronnie was able to see Martin in a different light. And I think a lot of times we see athletes and we just think of them as the athlete. And maybe, just maybe, you don't get – and for him to know that he was attending Georgetown, he must have had that conversation, you know. And I think you can show somebody something else about yourself. And I think Martin Mayhew is that guy where, even at a young age, I think he got into the league at 88, so I got here in 90. So I was 21, 22. He had to be, 23, 24. Four, something in that range. And he was already thinking about what he's going to be doing after the game of football. And to be actively participating in the stuff that he needed to be to put himself in that position, he was doing that. You know? And to me, I think that's something to be applauded. You know? To where a young dude, and 21, 22 is young. We all think we know what we want to do, but when do we start doing it? We damn sure don't do it that early. We don't start doing it right at that point. And he did. And now he's in his position. And I wish him well. You know, I think, like, for me, I differ with Ronnie when I come to Ron, where I believe in Ron as well. And the reason I'll tell you why I believe in Ron, my upbringing is very similar to what I saw him exude last year. My upbringing wasn't about being given stuff, making it easy. My dad made me work. My dad was tough on me. If I was putting in the work, my life was easy. If I wasn't, it wasn't. If I told him I was going to do something, he expected me to do everything I can to make sure I accomplished that. And if I wasn't doing it, he was going to make sure he let me know why I wasn't succeeding and why I wasn't going to succeed if I didn't get into it. And I saw a lot of stuff that happened last year. And I know a lot of people tried to play the whole Dwayne Haskins thing into a certain situation. But I never, ever thought it was based off of how a lot of people tried to play it. I thought it was a fact of I'm giving you a chance and you're not doing what you need to do to keep that opportunity. And we talked about it yesterday. Dwayne Haskins agreed with came to agreement with the Steelers. And I think that's a good place for him. But I still feel Dwayne is going to have to do some stuff for himself. Not necessarily the coaches grab his hand and walk him through it. Because if a coach feels he has to walk you through everything, and the other guy that you're competing against doesn't have to be walked through, you're going to lose that competition. So I believe in him because the thing that Coach Gibbs did to me, say, you know what? I don't have rules unless you make me formulate them, which means if you're an adult and you're a pro, I don't have to make rules for you. But if you come in here and still think you're going to be a kid and not be a pro, I'll make some rules for you. And part of that rule means that you're going to probably be out of town rather quickly. So I respect stuff like that because it comes a point in time to where you have to be invested in you. You have to be invested in your craft. You have to be invested in your, you know, your career or whatever you choose to do. You have to be the one that's invested in it more than anybody else. And if people that you work with or around you care for something more than you do, that's a problem. You have to do it. And I can fall for that anytime. Let's go to Columbia and check out Neil. What's up, Neil? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, B-Mitch?
Doing well, man.
Good, good. Hey, Martin Mayhew, I'm really, really dismayed that they're hiring Martin Mayhew. I mean, I know he played with, he was a teammate of yours, and of course, I respect him as a player who went to the Super Bowl, but the man was a general manager for 8 years. You know what his record was? It was 47-81. I want everybody listening to this to remember that number, those numbers, 47-81. He was one of the worst general managers in the league. You know, you can't just hire somebody because he used to play for you. You judge him on what he did in a similar job, and honestly, it was terrible.
Let me ask you a question. You think Ron Rivera hired him because he was here?
I think it was a factor, and we don't know what kind of role Dan Snyder played in this.
Okay, and I think that's the problem. I think every time something goes on, that's the first thing everybody goes to, Dan Snyder. The first year Martin Mayhew became a general manager, he went 0-16. But the first year he became a general manager, it had nothing to do with the people he chose. It had to do with somebody else chose. But he stuck with that 0-16 record for the rest of his life.
Okay, and if you take that 0-16 record
out. I'm trying to get there. Next year, their record wasn't very good either. And I think right around that time is when you start to say, okay, now he chose some people. So you start judging them based off of that the following year. So 2 years of that record was not that good. And we look at the team he was with, they weren't doing good either. But then they did go and win 11 games and 12 games in some years a little bit after that. So he did change it around to becoming a winner. Then after that, let me finish. He left there and went to New York and got put in a position to some things in New York where he did well, and then he went to the 49ers. But we're not going to give him credit for that. I've seen coaches who fail every year get hired in the NFL, and people are happy about it. And they go somewhere else and they start winning. So what I do somewhere else doesn't always predict what I'm going to do at the next place. You know, I was supposedly released from Washington because I had lost a step. I sure the hell found him when I got to Philly. So I was supposed to go to Philly and stink, but I didn't. So I don't know if we just judge it based off of the record and act like that's a problem if we're not going to judge everybody based off of that.
Well, I think most people do get judged based off the record, and that's
I don't think
be.
They do. Not in this NFL, not the one that I watch every day.
And, you know, even if you take his first 2 years out, which were 2-30, and don't tell him, you can't tell me that he has nothing to do with going 2-30. Even taking that out, he still had a losing record, even if you take out those seasons entirely.
Okay, here we go, Neil. I give you a team today. I chose every damn body on the team. I give you the team, and you lose. That's all on you, or is it on me? You going to take all the fault for that? You going to say, well, Brian didn't give me enough. What would you do?
I think it's on both, to be honest. That's
okay.
The reality.
Now, see, that's where you lose me at. If I choose the team and you coach the team, that's a difference. Okay? If I was coaching the team, yeah. But if somebody else chose the team, I inherited it. It's kind of hard for me to be responsible for that. But it's all good. Let's just say we'll talk about it in another 2 years, because if you don't like it, that's fine. I can't go against your opinion. That's your opinion. But I'm happy about it, and I don't. And it ain't because he's my teammate, because I know he's gonna put in the work to try to be successful, and that's all I could care about. Nothing is guaranteed, and nowhere in this game of football. So I ask you the question. Who are you going to find out there with a winning record as a GM? Because those guys are not out. They still hired. So you're not going to find nobody else with a winning record that's just sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah, but you don't have to go with someone with a proven losing record. And you can take somebody like Terry Fontenot, who got hired by Atlanta, you know, out of New Orleans, who's ready to take that next step and doesn't have a track record of losing badly.
Okay, of losing badly. You like Terry Fontenot, so you cater to him. What is Terry Fontenot's record?
Obviously, he hasn't been a general manager.
He hadn't been a general manager, so what is our conversation then?
So, but see, he's unproven. This guy is a proven loser as a general manager.
Hey, if that's what you think, I remember the guy that came here hadn't won a lot before he became the head coach here in Washington. And then he got here and he lost 5 straight. Then he won eight out of 11, and he went to 4 Super Bowls for you.
It's actually a perfect example for me, though, because he had not been a head coach before. He was a guy who was ready to take that next step,
okay.
And that's what happened.
So
that's what
Terry
we could have done with the general manager
spot. Let me ask you a question. Why do you know about Terry Fontenot?
Look, I just picked that as an example of somebody.
But
who
I'm
looks
asking.
Like a good
I doubt
not,
many people. Many people
before.
Know a guy who's not a general manager in a franchise unless you know the guy personally or something. How did you come up with Terry Fontenot?
I came up with, like I said, general manager just hired.
Okay.
Just hired as a general manager who had been a personal executive and hadn't been a general manager before. Looks like had a good track record as a personnel executive below general manager.
Okay, well, that's cool. We'll see how it goes. Because I refuse to believe that this was because he played for the Washington football team.
I think it was a factor. And then the flip side of that is Kyle Smith walking out the door. It's another. I feel like we're looking at another Sean McVay situation where
just lost me right there. I'm so sick of that crap. It's ridiculous. I don't give a damn what Sean McVay did. That doesn't guarantee everybody else that's going to walk out this door do something. It's all cool. We'll see how it goes. We'll see if Terry Fontenot has success or whatever. Sean McVay is different than most people that are in the game of football. Sean McVay is dedicated to his craft. Everybody else may not be. So, we'll see how it happens. I think the problem with everyone, we're suffering from, like I said, PTSD because of Sean McVay leaving and having success. Everybody's not going to have that damn level of success. We'll see how it goes. You know, he doesn't like Mayhew because why? He think he was hired because of what? Think Dan has something to do with it. Or it may be some other reason. I don't know. But I don't care. We'll see how it goes. I agree with it. You could disapprove. Who cares? Let's go to Johnny in Virginia. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
I'm well, man.
Good, good. Listen, general manager cannot only be responsible for a team's failure. And the coaching situation could be a factor there. I think Martin Mayhew probably will do a very good job. in my opinion. The other thing is that I'm sick and tired of hearing is that Dan Snyder. People need to get off their horse. It just doesn't make any sense blaming Dan Snyder for everything that went wrong. Coaching, players not performing, and what have you. Yes, he's got his own share, but he hired a good coach, quite frankly. The coach already proved that, given the talent that he has, he's the NFC East champion. So people need to have a little bit of positive attitude towards the changing, I would say, cautiously, owner who's letting the coaches and the general managers do their job. So we're heading in the right direction. Let's be positive, and I'm sure in a couple of years we'll see what Martin Mayhew did, and we'll be able to judge him.
All right, man.
That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Johnny. I think the thing about it, we look at it, when people draft somebody, we always say we'll know in 3 to 4 years. So if I draft you today and then I get fired tomorrow and then they hire you, Vic, you didn't make any of these picks. So for the next 3 to 4 years, the people I pick on the roster and they fail based off of what my man, Johnny, the other guy, I forgot his name, was saying in Columbia.
Neil.
You're blamed for all of it when we know I drafted those people. So that would be on me, not on you per se. Now, the people you pick, you got a year or two to find out what they are. You know what I'm saying? So it's amazing how we can, like John Thompson was the greatest ever when he said, people make stats and news and info be whatever the hell they want it to be. If it helps me out, I'm going to make it into that. If it doesn't, I'll make it into something else. Let's go to Aaron in D.C. What's up, Aaron? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. So what I wanted to say is I'm excited about the hire. I think it's a great hire. If you look at what our team's major need is linebacker to help flesh out our defense. And what was Carolina known for? Linebacker.
There you go.
Line. What was San Francisco? San Francisco was a bad team last year. Not this year, but the year previous when they had all those healthy linebackers. So we need great linebackers. I think they're going to immediately be able to be a major upgrade in that area. And they've done a good job picking quarterbacks when they're picking their own quarterback. So I'm ecstatic about the hire. I think it's going to help us out a lot. And these are people that have team experience changing cultures and going into organizations that need to be rebuilt. Like Carolina needed to be rebuilt. So did San Francisco. People are acting like San Fran wasn't in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And I think this is the thing. I think some people feel if you don't have the main title, you ain't doing nothing. You know,
right.
When I know that John Lynch hired Martin Mayhew because he said the experience and he liked what he was doing. And when they moved up, it wasn't John by himself. It had a lot to do with those two guys working together. But you'll get that credit for that.
Absolutely. I'm excited for the future and what's happening with the Washington football team.
All right, Aaron. Appreciate you, man. All right, let's get some I know we need some prayer right now. And, I'm going to pass around a collection plate, and let's go to the Reverend. Rev T, what's up, brother?
Man, I don't want to pray for none of these Bammers, B-Mick. What I want to do is check these Bammers on a Friday. First, y'all Bammers, go follow me on Twitter. And what I got it? Believe Rev T. Believe Rev T. Because let me tell y'all Washington football team fans something. A lot of y'all, y'all quick to sit there and pass judgment on somebody and slay a dragon before he even put anything out his breath. And at the end of the day, a lot of you imaginary high personnel people that got all the answers. I don't see y'all asses working in the NFL nowhere. And so at the end of the day, D-Mitch on a Friday, I'm checking Bammers on a Friday because I'm tired. I'm looking on Twitter. I'm hearing on the radio. Everybody sitting there down in this mood because Martin Mayhew. See, I really want to say something, but I don't want to say it on your show. I got my own platform to really tell the truth of why they really don't want Martin Mayhew to be the general manager. But Scott McClure was all right while he was getting drunk, though. Did I just say that?
Yep.
See, the truth will set you free. But it's a whole lot of truth to it, why a lot of y'all don't want Martin Mayhew or not approve of him being the general manager. They did that to Obama. Did I just say that? Y'all know who this is. The people's hype man. Hashtag Rev T. Hey, B. Mitch.
What up,
did
brother?
You see my cake?
See your what?
You ain't see my cake?
No, man. What kind of cake?
Man, I had made a buttercream, yellow, something icing cake. It was a cake.
If you don't know what kind of cake it is, what is it? Believe Rev T?
You gonna get in the Hall of Fame, and I'm going to go get on Nailed It.
It's Believe Rev T, huh? And that cake is there.
But B Mitch, man, I tag you, man. You a Bama too, man. Anyway, man, I love y'all so much, my team, 980 family, Intercom family. Hey, man, y'all have a happy Friday, man. And when it comes to the Washington football team, they going to do what they going to do, like a fish, ox, and a kangaroo. Only thing you got to do as a fan is what I always been saying, B Mitch, what?
Cheer.
That's believe, man.
Yep.
Shut the hell up and believe.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Love somebody, y'all. Happy Friday, Bamas. Bye.
All right, that's Rev T giving it his way. We're going to take us a break. We get back. We try to get you ready for the weekend and set this and close this thing out. This is the Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980, team980.com, and the radio.com app.
Here's what's trending on the Team 980.
All right, Chris Russell, who's going to be coming up next, has exclusively reported that Kyle Smith and the Washington football team will mutually part ways, and he will have more during his 3 o'clock show. We'll make sure we get into that. Patrick Mahomes has been cleared of concussion protocol. He will be the guy playing this weekend, as we all felt, because yesterday he took most of the reps. So I felt Patrick Mahomes would be out there, and we lost a great one today. Hall of Fame legend Hank Aaron dies at age 86. Broke Babe Ruth's record on April 8, 1974, with 715. Finished with 755, also holds the 2,297 RBIs. He has the most RBIs in the history of Major League Baseball. This is the Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980, team980.com, and the radio.com app.
The Brian Mitchell Show on the Team 980 and the radio.com app.
All right, welcome back to the Brian Mitchell Show. And let me just say, I love when people try new things. But Rev T, I got some critique for you. Your cake holding tray with the glass thing can't be smaller than the cake, because it's like it's smashing the icing. You know, you got to have a smaller cake or a bigger tray to put the glass over. Now, it looks good. Look like it probably tastes good. But you can't smash the icing, because once you pull that up, I think you're going to have spots where you won't have icing yet, man. So, good job, but we need to try it again. And this time, you got to get some smaller pans. Or get a bigger tray, big glass thing to cover that you got over it, and then it'll look a lot better. All right? So, Patrick Mahomes, as I said a little bit earlier, it has been cleared of the concussion protocol. Still, I hear a lot of people, they look at that hit, and we're like, okay, when did the concussion actually happen? Now, when he stood up, yes, he did, he buckled. I thought it was because of the leg or something of that nature. And I kept looking, and I see what some people say, where it's like, the front of his helmet hit the ground. And in that case, it'll tell me that you don't necessarily have to get no helmet to helmet to get a concussion. So you can get that jolt to your neck, the spine. I think that does a lot of damage more than anything else. But I think for the NFL, this is great news for them. You know, and as the one caller stated earlier, it's going to be the State Farm Super Bowl. If it is that, they're going to have a great, great time. But I would just say this weekend, I'm looking forward to both of these championship games, because I think that two teams on both sides in both conferences are bringing the best of the best. I know many other people believe that this team could have been there, that team could have been there. But ultimately for me, I think these Patrick Mahomes and his crew at Kansas City has been as good as any team all year. The Buffalo Bills have played better and just got, you know, consistently better throughout the year. They bring a defense. And this time, they cannot allow. And Leslie Frazier, I'm sure, is going to have something to change it up to where we're not letting you run the football on us like you did last time. But when you focus on stop letting them run the football, your defensive backs have to stand up and be ready to play because they have a multitude of guys that can hurt you down the field and a tight end that has caught more yards, I think, this year than any other tight end in history in a season. Now, when we go to – you flip that over. What Stephon Diggs has done this year has been absolutely amazing. To leave one team, go to another, and be that impactful, has been amazing. But he has done a lot. What will Kansas City do to try to combat that? Are they going to try to double him and take him out and say, hey, make somebody else beat us? Because if I'm a defensive coordinator, I'm going to say this going into the game. Kelce and Hill are not going to destroy us. And on the other side, I'm not letting Stephon Diggs beat me. Now, whoever else come out and do something, you could do it. But those three guys I just named, those guys command and demand that you put two people on them, not just one. And then you flip it over to, we could go through this thing. If Tom Brady's going to the Super Bowl, I think hands down we stop saying who is better. Tom Brady is the best if he makes it to the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, I think, could get more into the conversation of one of the best ever or best ever if he could get there. He don't make it to the Super Bowl. I don't want to hear somebody say it again. Yes, talent, arm talent, make every throw. But you got to have more success than just what he's had for me to believe it. And no, it's not all on him. But just like it's not all on him when they lose. We give them that. We give them a lot of credit. We also give them a lot of blame. That's how it is. But if you've been in nine of them, and you won six, whether you were the main reason or not, that's an unbelievable thing right there. And I'm looking forward to it. And I just say, everybody get ready. I hope the games are good. I don't want to see a blowout either way, but they should be good. All right, well, let's go to the handoff. And the handoff is brought to you by DC Lottery's new sportsbook, Gambit DC. Download today at GambitDC.com. That's GambitDC.com. And access spreads, money line, over and under, and live in-game betting. All at your fingertips. It's sports only better. So let's bring in my man, Chris Russell. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
What's up, E-Mitch? How are you?
I'm good, man. Well, you've been talking about this thing exclusively that Kyle Smith and also the Washington football team are going to mutually part ways.
Yeah.
What you got for him coming up at 3?
Yeah, I mean, so what we're going to talk about, that's only part of the story, I guess, that's going to happen, and that is the full expectation on every side that will happen. It's just a matter of exactly when and how it gets done, but also the teams that are interested in him. A little story that I learned of that I had heard once, and then I got it reconfirmed about about a head coach in the NFL that was rumored to be going after Bruce Allen, but instead was going after somebody else. So we'll fill in the details, B-Mitch, on that as it all relates to this. And I don't know. Look, I know a lot of fans were frustrated initially when Marty Herney was the GM and it looked like Kyle Smith was going to be lost. And again, that will indeed happen. Kyle Smith is not staying here. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to work out, right? For both sides.
Yeah.
But I think you agree with this. I mean, you know, Martin Mayhew, when he was brought into the mix, and then when people found out that he was going to be the GM, and whether it's the connection to being back here, or whether it's just not liking Marty Herney for whatever reason, I think people feel a lot better about this situation. And I think it was really smart of them to, again, think, okay, look, we have to hire two guys, not because they thought people were going to go AWOL against Marty Herney the way they did initially, but A, because it makes sense. And also, if you think about it now, if you're going to lose Kyle Smith and yet you have Martin Mayhew and Marty Herney here, there's not a lot people can say other than, man, all right, we lost a talented young executive. That sucks. That's happened before. It's kind of burned us before. But at least we've got two proven GMs, two proven experienced executives to kind of offset that loss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think it gets to a point, Chris, where people got to get over what happened.
Right.
And like I said, I think we all suffer from PTSD when it comes down to Sean McVay. Okay.
Yeah.
And you spent some time with Sean, and you understand.
Yeah.
Sean is different than most.
Yes.
Sean has a dedication to his craft, and as such a young man, he has a hold on his craft, and he is going to do whatever he takes to get to that point and push it. Not every young person thinks that way. And I think people have to understand that just because Sean left and had that success doesn't automatically mean everybody else will.
Right.
You know?
No.
And yes, I had a guy call earlier, like, well, he didn't have a lot of success where he was. I've seen people not have success one place and go somewhere else and blow up.
Yeah.
You know, it's just when do you get in the right position? And I think that's what happens. We see it year after year. And I think, like Coach Brian Billick says, not a exact science. If I take the best player out of college and put it on the worst team in the NFL, normally that player becomes one of the worst players in the NFL until they start building something up around them. So I think what Ron Rivera is doing with Martin and Herney and all these other guys is basically trying to put together a team where we have a lot of experience that's going to overcome one guy having to do everything.
Yeah, and guys on the same page, too. And I like what you said earlier in your show, or maybe it was with Galdi at the end there, you know, about Martin Mayhew, how long he's been focused on being a GM. And that just tells you he's a, you know, he's a different cut. I believe this. You cannot judge people solely by wins and losses.
Yeah.
That's a part of the equation. I'm not trying to ignore it. You cannot judge people solely by wins and losses. I don't think it's fair.
All right, man. Well, make sure you tune in to the Chris Russell Show coming up at 3:00. Chris is going to have some good stuff for you. Thank you for joining us, Chris.
Thanks, B. Mitch. Have a great weekend.
All right, man. We want to thank Pete Haley and also Ben Raby for joining us on the Brian Mitchell Show. Take care of yourselves. Hope your team win and you win some money. As I say, go to BetQL. Make sure you find out how to bet so you can win that cheddar. We'll see you on Monday at 12:00, and we'll see who's in the Super Bowl. Peace.